Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at spinal cord movement during straight leg raise testing, and finally, a story about entrapment of the middle clunial nerve. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 601, recorded August 4th, 2017. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by DaVinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the DaVinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The objective of a recent study published in the journal Spine was to explore whether impairment of neural excursion during the straight leg raise test occurs in patients with sciatic symptoms secondary to lumbar intervertebral disc herniation. Earlier studies have shown that during straight leg raising, during the testing procedure, in asymptomatic volunteers, tensile forces are consistently transmitted throughout the neural system and the thoracolumbar spinal cord slides distally. The results show that there was a 66.6% less excursion of conus medullaris with straight leg raise performed on the symptomatic side compared with excursions measured with straight leg raise performed on the asymptomatic side. The study concluded that in patients with lumbar intervertebral disc herniation, the neural displacement on the symptomatic side is significantly reduced by the compressing of IVD herniation. According to the authors of the study, these are the first data in intact human subjects to support the limitation of neural movements in the vertebral canal with lumbar intervertebral disc herniation. Surf to our show notes for links. Entrapment of the middle clunial nerve, the MCN, under the long posterior sacroiliac ligament, the LPSL ligament, is a possible and underdiagnosed cause of low back and or leg symptoms. To date, detailed anatomical studies of MCN entrapment are few. The purpose of a recent study published in the Journal of Pain Research was to ascertain using cadavers the relationship between the MCN and LPSL and to investigate MCN entrapment. A total of 30 hemipelvises from 20 cadaveric donors designated for education or research were studied by gross anatomical dissection. The age range of the donors at death was 71 to 101 years of age with a mean of 88 years. Branches of the MCN were identified under or over the gluteus maximus fascia, caudal to the posterior superior iliac spine, the PSIS, and traced laterally as far as their finest ramification. The study concluded that this is the first anatomical study illustrating MCN entrapment. It is likely that MCN entrapment is not a rare clinical entity. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Brian Tracy. Imagine your life is perfect in every respect. What would it look like? For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.